Jason, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. We are standing by for Vice President Harris and her newly minted running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who will rally together for the first time soon in Philadelphia. CBS's Nancy Cordes is there.
There is jubilation here in Philadelphia at this arena. It seats about 10,000 people. It's almost entirely full.
And they're expected any second. Tropical Storm Debbie is far from over in Georgia. Governor Brian Kemp.
We've had a heavy impact on southeast Georgia with heavy winds and certainly a lot of rainfall.
A Pakistani man with ties to Iran has been charged in a foiled plot to assassinate former President Trump. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre weighed in and says this is separate from an earlier attempt against Trump.
Based on DOJ's ongoing investigation, there has been no evidence to suggest that the individual named in today's indictment has any connection to the assassination attempt against former President Trump that happened in Butler, Pennsylvania.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin are getting money to reach out to people who need lead pipes removed. $900 million in loan money comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Communities can start applying at the end of the month. More than 37,000 lead service lines have been replaced or shut off in Wisconsin since 2018. Expect to hear more about reproductive rights from Vice President Kamala Harris as she campaigns for president. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it's the number one issue for Democratic voters.
But independents rank it quite a ways down. And so I think it's possible that she may emphasize that issue more than Biden was doing. Whether that brings any independents over is an open question.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance will both campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The eye in the sky will be looking at you in Ozaukee County today. The Wisconsin State Patrol is doing some aerial enforcement along 57 in Ozaukee County, weather permitting. Pilots in the air are watching for speeding and reckless driving and radioing down to a trooper on the ground to make a stop. It's time for back-to-school shopping if you haven't started already. Melissa Kay has more.
The BBB has a few tips to make it easier. Be sure to have a list for in-person shopping. Research big-ticket items. Shop smart with sales and tax-free weekends. Don't hesitate to ask for discounts. Consider buying in bulk with other parents and shop wisely and safely online.
You may not have wanted to, but getting in Lake Michigan today is a no-go. The National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties. It runs through tomorrow morning. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Packers get Kraft back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After suffering a torn pectoral muscle this spring, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft has been cleared to practice.
I think the reason why I'm playing in the NFL is because my yak capabilities. You know, we get in a hot situation, I'm in the flat, catch the ball, it's a 20-yard game.
Baseball, L.A. Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman returned to action after being at his 3-year-old son Max's bedside last week, paralyzed with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
It's been a long week. No one should have to go through this, especially a 3-year-old. I don't know how many times Chelsea and I said we wish we could switch, you know.
The boy's now back home in recovery. Freeman thanking the Dodgers organization and Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Anybody associated with the Dodgers has been incredible. And then I want to give a shout out to Pat Murphy and his staff. They actually sent a whole video to us and my family about how they were praying for us and wishing us well.
The Brewers play the Braves tonight in Atlanta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clearing sky for tonight, low temperatures fall to the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasant day with highs in the mid-70s. Upper 70s to around 80 with lots of sun Thursday, and mid-70s on Friday, more sun. Currently, it's 66.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Kamala Harris is in Eau Claire with her new running mate, Tim Walz. Jim Santel filling in for Maggie Dawn.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Coach Tim Walz, VP Choice Tuesday, just like I said she would.
Well, one of us said that. Yes, one of us did.
Kamala Harris has chosen Governor Tim Walz of the great state of Minnesota to be her VP choice. And we've got a colleague in broadcast. He's going to join us momentarily. But first, he's Matt McNeil with KTNF. Tim Walz, that's their governor. So we'll get to Matt, and Matt understands, being a broadcast professional, that when Kamala rolls out Coach Tim Walz, you got to take it live. Rich, let's take the sound. Kamala Harris in Philadelphia about to announce Tim Walz, her VP pick.
We fight for a future where we bring down prices that are still too high and lower the cost of living for America's families. So that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. We fight for a future where we defend our most fundamental freedoms, the freedom to vote. Since the day that I announced my candidacy, I set out to find a partner who can help build this brighter future. A leader who will help unite our nation and move us forward. A fighter for the middle class. A patriot who believes, as I do, in the extraordinary promise of America. Freedom, opportunity, and justice, not just for some, but for all. So, Pennsylvania, I'm here today because I found such a leader. To those who know him best, Tim is more than a governor. To his wife, Gwen, he is a husband. To his kids, Hope and Gus, he is a dad. To his fellow veterans, he is Sergeant Major Walls. To the people of southern Minnesota, for 12 years he was congressman. To his former high school students, he was Mr. Walls. And to his former high school football players, he was coach. And in 91 days, the nation will know Coach Walz by another name, Vice President of the United States.
You're listening to Kamala Harris introduce her vice presidential pick, Tim Walz. They're live in Philadelphia. We'll have Matt McNeil from KTNF joining us momentarily. Back to the live speeches.
They just get to know Coach Walz's story. And I'll tell you, he is the proud product of a middle-class family in rural Nebraska. He is a veteran who served our nation in uniform for more than two decades as a member of the Army National Guard. And he went to college on the GI Bill. He is someone who, long before he entered politics, worked as a teacher. When Coach Walz and his wife Gwen moved from his native Nebraska to Minnesota nearly 30 years ago, they both took jobs at the local high school. Coach Walz taught social studies, Gwen taught English. After school, Tim was the linebacker's coach for the football team. Where I've heard the stories about, he had a knack for using the game of football to teach life lessons. He saw the potential in kids who sometimes didn't even see it in themselves. Under those Friday night lights, Coach Walz motivated his players to believe they could achieve anything. And together, they defied the odds, hear this out, going from a winless record to the school's first ever state championship. Wasn't only a role model on the football field. Around that same time, Coach Walls was approached by a student in his social studies class. The young man was one of the first openly gay students at the school and was hoping to start a gay-straight alliance. At a time when acceptance was difficult to find for LGBTQ students, Tim knew the signal that it would send to have a football coach get involved. Right? So he signed up to be the group's faculty advisor. And as students have said, he made the school a safe place for everybody. In the high school yearbook, the students voted Coach Walls the, quote, most inspiring faculty member. And as I think everyone here can see, Tim Walls was the kind of teacher and mentor that every child in America dreams of having, and that every kid deserves. The kind of coach, because he's the kind of person who makes people feel like they belong and then inspires them to dream big. And that's the kind of vice president he will be.
You're listening to Vice President Kamala Harris about to introduce her BP nominee.
Vice President America deserves.
Governor Tim Walls will listen for a few more minutes. Then our friend Matt McNeil from KTNF, stick around. You're listening to The Devil's Advocates live with Kamala Harris.
Students who actually helped him decide to run for office. And he served 12 years in Congress, representing a purple district as he reached across the aisle to get things done. He was the highest ranking enlisted man to ever serve in the United States Congress. And the top Democrat on the Veterans Committee. And he was known as one of Capitol Hill's best marksmen, winning a bipartisan sharpshooting contest year after year. In Washington, Tim worked to raise the minimum wage.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We've been listing live Kamala Harris introducing her vice presidential pick, Governor Tim Walls from the great state of Minnesota. Coach Walls, we got a friend. He's from Minnesota. We're going to check in with him. KTNF's own Matt McNeil on the other side. And if there's time, we'll hear from candidate Tim Walls, VP.
The Shaw, WAUK.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at TheDevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give a quick overview of what goes into your credit score. Now, before I do that, heads up, there is no single scoring system or standard that all the credit bureaus use. I mean, why would they make it easy? But about 90% of the scores used by creditors are issued by FICO, F-I-C-O, the Fair Isaac Credit Organization. I have no idea who Isaac is. A FICO credit score ranges from 350 to 900, and 35% of that score, the biggest chunk, is whether or not you've made your payments on time. 30% is how much of your credit you use. 15% is how many years of credit you have, longer the better, and the remaining 20% is a mix of how many new accounts you've got, if you've got different types of credit, like cards, a car loan, mortgages. Seem a little confusing? A bit. But it's a system we can understand and try to use to our advantage. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube to learn more about how to do that.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Callers, be patient. We will get to you yet this hour, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we got a fine guest. I'm very excited. Matt McNeil has joined us from KTNF, 950 AM, the progressive voice of Minnesota. And Matt, the hometown boy, we were just listening in. We played some sound earlier of, I'm going to call him Coach Tim Walz. Matt, yeah. Tell us about your governor.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. By the way, first, nice chatting with you. Thank you for having me on. You know, okay, years ago when he was in the first district of Minnesota 1, I had him on the air, and he'd always been known as a moderate Democrat. And I said, and we were talking about, there's at this point the Republicans were trying to take away, you know, food stamps, SNAP benefits like this. And I asked him the question about, why this is important. And as a moderate Democrat, he gave me the greatest answer I've ever heard about why SNAP benefits. He started with the farmer. He said, you got farmers out there with product. They want to get it to market. You got the federal government buying it at a good price. So they're getting paid for their hard grown product. That product then goes in turn to groups that get it to the people who are hungry. And you're like, how in the world is no one else doing this? So it's like the most common sense, straightforward. The farmer loves it. The government works efficiently. Hungry people get food. Ta-da! And it was just so practical. And that's what he's always been. He's always been that way. I give him a lot of credit last year when the Democrats, the DFL in Minnesota, took the House, the Senate, and the governor's office in 2022. They put forward a very aggressive agenda, not only progressive items, preserving women's rights, LGBTQ rights, Native American rights, expanding out a lot of great programs. But he also passed the biggest tax cut in the state of Minnesota. He expanded out Social Security tax breaks for many Minnesotans, and he gave a tax rebate to people who make $78,000 a year or less, saying the wealthy have gotten their tax breaks. It's time to do it for the other side. And, you know, so you want to call him, you know, kind of liberal is what the Republicans are trying to do now. You know, he's just been a very wonderful, straightforward guy that we've always appreciated. And I'm glad the national government, the national crowd is getting a chance to see him now.
Matt McNeil, our friend, AM 950, the KTNF, Minneapolis. Matt, I'm new to your governor, and yes. I like this, describing the opponent as weird. And you said, you were telling us before you joined us on the air, he was always pretty plain spoken, but this weird label is seemingly stuck. Maybe it's because the opponents are so weird, but
they
is he
are.
Always use these sort
right.
of descriptors?
They are. Well, okay, so you guys have known this. talk about what's the language these Republicans use when it's a pride event or it's a drag queen story hour. What's the language
groomers
they use?
Groomers or worse.
Yeah, exactly. What's the language they use when they want to do a book banning? What's the language they use when they talk about women's rights? They're weird. They can't help themselves. They can't just put forward their political argument. They've got to go down these really weird routes that are weird. And I think one of the things that Walz does, which is a benefit, is he does not shy away from calling weird behavior, as we all should, because let's face it, look at J.D. Vance now. I mean, that is the epitome of weird. You know, he's just a weird guy. He's running with another weird guy. And if we don't call that out as it is, you know, they get a mulligan. And I'm glad Walz is not doing that, allowing that to happen anymore.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Matt McNeil, KTNF AM 950 in Minneapolis. Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure, man. Been way too long. The Republicans coming at this is a terrible. It's horrible. The sky is falling. But what they're, of course, they're going to bring up, and they have bring up already, talk about the George Floyd protests and the Black Lives Matter protests. Hell, man, I'm surprised you're even there, Matt. My understanding, Minnesota was burned to the ground. It's nothing but ashes and rubble. How do you think Tim will respond to that? And what was your impression of the governor during that crisis?
I thought the governor did a good job. Now, first of all, let's talk about the people that are criticizing him. They're right. The ones who think Derek Chauvin did nothing wrong and still will tell you all day long that George Floyd got what he deserved, which was murdered in the street by four police officers.
Terrible. Yeah,
and that
terrible.
Was horrible. Governor Walz was the first person to point out that the people that were coming in that were doing the real damage were not Minneapolis people.
Yeah.
There were white guys from outstate and out of the state that were coming in. And if you look at who's been charged with crimes and the people who've been convicted, there's a shocking amount of white people from outside of the state that came here to try to cause chaos. And we've gotten them. The governor tried to get the city of Minneapolis and the city of St. Paul, for that matter, to deal with this on their own. When it became clear they couldn't, he stepped in with the state guard and they took care of business. Governor Walz, I mean, it was not an ideal situation, but thanks to the Minneapolis Police Department, this city was ready to explode when it did happen. What he did was able to basically get control of the city. I thought he did a good job. And once again, anyone that wants to criticize him about what happened there, generally those are the people that think Derek Chauvin is innocent of what happened.
Matt McNeil, just a few more minutes. I know you're a busy man today. CD of Minnesota. What can you tell us about the district that Walz represented before he became the governor?
Very much an interesting district, very bipolar to a point. You got Rochester there, the Mayo Clinic, generally a more left-leaning community down there. Mankato, where Mankato State University is, or Minnesota State University now in Mankato, that has also been a little bit more on the liberal side. But then as well, it was the southern part of the state. So you had very beat red districts, and Walz consistently won down there. When he's run for governor, he's also done better than other Democrats in these red areas. I think it's a lot of, you heard Kamala Harris's great introduction there. You kind of hear why, football coach, veteran, he understands the district. He understands the people, a teacher, a leader. I mean, I think that we saw that with Paul Wellstone when he ran in the state and he was able to go win in areas where Democrats didn't win. Genuine, honest people resonate. And that is Tim Walz. He resonates. And I think that is one of the reasons why he did well down there and holding the Minnesota one while he ran there, and why he's now been the governor-elect in Minnesota twice, and why he will be the vice president of the United States.
A Big Ten guy. We'll take him, Matt. Matt McNeil! AM 950, our friends up in Minneapolis. Thank you so much for making some time for us. And Kamala's VP pick. We'll dip in and listen to him next. More Devil's Advocates.
Bye, guys.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Working people in Wisconsin need more opportunities to boost their income. That's according to Robert Craig of Wisconsin Citizen Action. He recommends more access to job training programs.
A lot of the workforce training programs we have are helpful to a number of people, but they don't move the inequality numbers because they don't reach enough people.
A new University of Wisconsin study finds income inequality is growing in Wisconsin, although the problem is worse in other states. Wisconsin wildlife officials are out with their fall hunting forecast for 2024. The archery and bow deer season for deer is being extended in some areas. The Department of Natural Resources expects good harvest numbers for turkeys, pheasants, grouse, and bear. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A fatal hit-and-run incident in Milwaukee has led to five felony charges against a 14-year-old. Zacchaeus Joshua Alexander allegedly stole a Hyundai, committed a robbery, and led police on a high-speed chase before fatally striking a motorcyclist during the Harley rally. After fleeing the crash scene, Joshua Alexander was found and admitted to his involvement. At an immigration roundtable event in Milwaukee Monday, White House senior advisor Tom Perez used a quote from former President Ronald Reagan to make a point. Perez cited Reagan to emphasize that the lack of bipartisanship on immigration reform has forced the Biden administration to issue an executive order. That's to ease a path to legal status for DACA recipients. The order allows Dreamers who have lived in the U.S. for at least 10 years and are married to a citizen to apply for a permanent visa without leaving the country. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez divorce has been injected with some actual Hollywood-style drama. According to Suge Knight, illicit videos of Lopez were found when the FBI raided Sean Diddy Combs' properties a few months ago. The former Death Row CEO claims the FBI gave the videos to Affleck as a solid to prepare him in case the videos potentially went public. Knight is apparently basing this all on the timing of the issues between Affleck and Lopez. Combs has been accused of crimes ranging from sex trafficking to sexual assault. What are the effects of divorce for a middle-aged man? For Ben Affleck, he sought counsel from his ex-wife Jennifer Garner, who eventually had to excuse herself from being her ex's therapist. Affleck is also rocking a faux hawk like Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver. This all comes as TMZ reports that Affleck and Lopez are not speaking to each other. In the meantime, Ben Affleck will presumably be on the lookout for a new girl named Jen while looking like Travis Bickle. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Mosquito Joe of Waukesha. For a SWAT-free summer, call 262-232-7570.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clearing sky for tonight. Low temperatures fall to the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. Pleasant day with highs in the mid-70s. Upper 70s to around 80 with lots of sun Thursday. And mid-70s on Friday, more sun. Currently, it's 66.
What's bugging you?
A family picnic in our own backyard sounded like a great idea, but no.
They know what's bugging you, and Mosquito Joe's Mosquito and Tick Service can fix it. Call Mosquito Joe of Waukesha County. They'll give your yard an effective treatment that starts working immediately to eliminate those pests. Mosquito Joe, making outside fun again. Call Mosquito Joe today, 262-232-7570.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 11:33, Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about. the Devil's Advocates.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a special Tuesday edition. Kamala Harris has rolled out her vice presidential pick just moments ago. He took the podium. We're going to take him in just a moment. And don't forget, Tom, tomorrow, and this is a happy hour, we're rolling into it. But tomorrow, I'm rolling into Eau Claire, Wisconsin. They're taking the show on the road, Dom. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Coach Tim, come to Eau Claire. We're going to give you a special live show from Eau Claire. Crudy will be there. Dom will hold it down in the studio, and you'll be listening right here like you always do. But let's go to Governor Tim Walz. He is the nominee for Vice President of the Democratic Party. And I'm unfamiliar, so we're going to play you the entirety of his speech.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Philadelphia. Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me, but maybe more so, thank you for bringing back the joy. I'm thrilled to be on this journey with you and Doug, this incredible journey. And Pennsylvania, I know you know this. Holy hell, can this guy bring the fire? He can bring the fire. This is a visionary leader. Also, I have to tell you, everybody in America knows when you need a bridge fix, call that guy. And I think sometimes we forget and you see people a little one-dimensional, but seeing a guy who cares so deeply about his family, a man with compassion, vision, and I'll have to tell you this, I know this from experience. There is no one you would rather go to a Springsteen concert in Jersey with than him. Than that guy. Roots. And I can't wait for all of you and America to get to know my incredible wife, Gwen, a 29-year public school educator. Don't ever underestimate teachers. And our two beautiful kids, Hope and Gus. I couldn't be prouder to be on this ticket and to help Vice President Harris become what we all know is very, very good for us to think about. Next President of the United States of America. From her first day as a prosecutor, as a district attorney, Attorney General of the great state of California, a United States Senator, and Vice President of the United States, Vice President Harris has fought on the side of the American people. She took on the predators, she took on the fraudsters, she took down the transnational gangs, she stood up against powerful corporate interests, and she never hesitated to reach across the aisle if it meant improving people's lives. And I want all of you to hold this, and don't ever underestimate the power of this. She does it all with a sense of joy. I know a little something about that commitment to people. I was born in West Point, Nebraska. I lived in Butte, a small town of 400, where community was a way of life. Growing up, I spent the summers working on the family farm. My mom and dad taught us, show generosity towards your neighbors and work for a common good. My dad served in the Army during the Korean War, and with his encouragement, at 17, I joined the Army National Guard. For 24 years, I proudly wore the uniform of this nation. The National Guard gave me purpose. It gave me the strength of a shared commitment to something greater than ourselves. And just as it did for my dad and millions of others, the GI Bill gave me a shot at a college education. My dad was a teacher. My brothers and sisters and I followed in their footsteps. Three out of four of us married teachers. What we do. For nearly 20 years, I had the privilege of teaching high school social studies and coaching football. Including winning that state championship. So thank you. Don't ever close the yearbook. Don't ever. But it was my students. They encouraged me to run for office. They saw in me what I was hoping to instill in them, a commitment of common good, a belief that one person can make a difference. So in 2006, I took a leap and I ran for Congress. And because high school teachers are super optimistic, I was running in a district that had one Democrat since 1892. Well, my neighbors graced me with an opportunity to represent them in the United States House of Representatives. I'm proud of the work we did there together. I worked across the aisle on veterans issues, on agriculture, and on ways to grow rural economies. I learned the art of compromise without compromising my values. And now, as governor of the great state of Minnesota, I bring those experiences to bear in tackling the challenges that are facing our great state. Minnesota's strength comes from our values, our commitment to working together, to seeing past our differences, to always being willing to lend a helping hand. Those are the same values I learned on the family farm and tried to instill in my students. I took it to Congress and to the state capitol, and now Vice President Harris and I are running to take those very values to the White House. Now, Donald Trump sees the world a little differently than us. First of all, he doesn't know the first thing about service. He doesn't have time for it because he's too busy serving himself. Again and again and again, Trump weakens our economy to strengthen his own hand. He mocks our laws. He sows chaos and division. And that's to say nothing of his record as president. He froze in the face of the COVID crisis. He drove our economy into the ground. And make no mistake, violent crime was up under Donald Trump. That's not even counting the crimes he committed.
More of that, Tim Walz. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates. We've got Governor Tim Walz speaking in Philadelphia. The crowd likes that remark. What's that, Dom? I didn't hear Dom.
Bring it, baby. Bring it, baby.
You know, some of us are...
Lock him up. Lock him up.
Some of us in here are old enough to remember. I see you down there. I see those old white guys. Some of us are old enough to remember when it was Republicans who were talking about freedom. It turns out now what they meant was the government should be free to invade your doctor's office. In Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and their personal choices that they make. Even if we wouldn't make the same choice for ourselves, there's a golden rule. Mind your own damn business. These guys are after my heart, chanting, mind your own damn business. That feels good, so thank you. Look, that includes IVF, and this gets personal for me and my family. When my wife and I decided to have children, we spent years going through infertility treatments, and I remember praying every night for a call for good news. The pit in my stomach when the phone rang, and the agony when we heard that the treatments hadn't worked. So it wasn't by chance that when we welcomed our daughter into the world, we named her Hope. When Vice President and I talk about freedom, we mean the freedom to make your own healthcare decisions. And for our children to be free to go to school without worrying they'll be shot dead in their classrooms. By the way, as you heard, I was one of the best shots in Congress, but in Minnesota, we believe in the Second Amendment, but we also believe in common sense gun violence laws. Vice President Harris' idea of freedom is a ticket for education to be that ticket to the middle class, not crippling debt. Air that's clean, water that's pure, communities that are safe. A place where we settle our political differences not through violence, but with our votes. And that's what this election's about. What direction will this country go in? He's not going back. Well, Donald Trump would damn sure take us backwards. Let's be clear about that. And don't believe him when he plays dumb. He knows exactly what Project 2025 will do to restrict our freedoms.
Folks, you're listening, Governor Tim Walz, his introductory speech as the VP nominee of Kamala Harris. We will bring you the conclusion of the speech on the other side, but so far, so good. The golden rule. Mind your own damn business.
Mind your own damn business, baby. Yeah.
That is a bumper sticker. I can bumper sticker that. Folks, you are the Devils. You are listening to the Devil's Advocates. I'm pretty sure we're the Devil's Advocates. And as mentioned, we'll bring you the conclusion of the speech on the other side. So hold on tight. More of us. More of Governor Tim Walz. Coach Walz, my first choice for VP.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Waba.
devilradioswag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. devilradioswag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. devilradioswag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at devilradioswag.com, because we got bills too.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Neenah. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baum.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz wrapping up his speech in Philly, introduced by the Vice President Harris as her sidecar today. I believe we have a little more sound, Rich. We're going to go back to it. Let's do it. Here is Governor Walz.
He'll gut Social Security and Medicare. And when somebody tells you they believe him. He said he'd ban abortion across this country, and he'll do it, whether or not Congress is there or not. Donald Trump's not fighting for you or your family. He never sat at that kitchen table like the one I grew up at, wondering how we were going to pay the bills. He sat at his country club up in Mar-a-Lago, wondering how he can cut taxes for his rich friends. And I got to tell you, his running mate shares his dangerous and backward agenda for this country.
I hear that guy's weird.
J.D. Vance literally wrote the foreword for the architect of the Project 2025 agenda. Like all regular people I grew up with in the heartland, J.D. studied at Yale. Had his career funded by Silicon Valley billionaires, and then wrote a bestseller trashing that community. Come on! That's not what middle America is. And I gotta tell you, I can't wait to debate the guy. That is, if he's willing to get off the couch and show up. So.
No. He went there. I can't believe he went there. I like this guy. Coach Walz, you're my guy.
I got to tell you. Pointing out just an observation of mine that I made. I just have to say it. You know it. You feel it.
these guys are creepy, and yes, just weird as hell. That's what you see. That's what you see.
It's the best VP rollout speech I've ever covered, Dom.
So you know what's out there, so say it with me. We aren't going back. We're going back. We are not going back.
Devils Advocates Radio, Governor Tim Walz.
We got 91 days. My God, that's easy. We'll sleep when we're dead.
Yep.
Over those next 91 days and every day in the White House, I'll have Vice President Harris's back. Every single day. And we'll have yours. You know how this works. We can't do it alone. We need you, each and every one of you. Go over to KamalaHarris.com, get on board, because we need you. Freedom, make our own choices. This leader, this compassionate, careful, joyous leader believes in each and every one of you. My God, you came here tonight to sit at the very top because you love this country and you're not going back. She believes in the opportunity for every single person to join the middle class. She believes in the promise of America. We just got to fight. We just got to fight. Because as soon-to-be President Harris says, when we fight, we win. Thank you, Philadelphia. Thank you, Vice President. God bless America.
Damn, I like him a lot. I really like this guy. Governor Tim Walz, he had so many good notes, Dom. I thought politically speaking, just rhetorically speaking, this guy hit home run after home run. This guy is hitting diggers. I am very impressed by Coach Tim Walz. The golden rule. Mind your own damn business.
I look forward to debating J.D. Vance if he ever gets up off the couch.
I cannot believe he went there. I cannot believe you went there, sir. I admire you for doing so. And I cannot wait to bring you all live to Eau Claire tomorrow. It's going to be a doubleheader, Dom. We're going to have Kamala Harris. We're going to have Coach Governor Tim Walz in Eau Claire. We're going to bring you outstanding coverage. We're going to have New Marquette University Law School polling. Charles Franklin at 3:30. We're going to have third congressional CD candidate Rebecca Cook in the 4 o'clock hour. And I want to thank our fine guest earlier today, Matt McNeil. You know, he's the talk of the town up in Minneapolis. Apparently his governor.
Everyone wants a piece of Matt now. Yeah.
Well, him and Coach Tim Walz. And this song, this came from the audience. This is new theme song. What else for a coach? Balls to the wall. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Rich, thank you for what you do. We'll do it again for you live tomorrow. Eau Claire special event. Trudy at Kamala and Tim Walz. Please tune in. I know you will.
You're listening to the Shaw WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome writer, comedian, producer Tony Boswell, and from Reno 911 and Night at the Museum, the incredibly talented Thomas Lennon.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
The Todd Almost Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special.